Now, as I mentioned in the comments accompanying this audio, I'm going to overact, I'm going to overemphasize the some of the moves and see what happens when, as I'm just talking about this or that or the other thing, that, for example, I start to talk just a little bit softer, more slowly. Maybe leave some sentences, and so on. So that's the process that I'm wanting to show, so that you can listen to it and get a sense of it, and then start to play with it. So I'm going to talk about, for example, it really doesn't matter what we talk about, what conversation could be, what the topic could be, but for example, I'm going to talk about what happens when I'm taking our dog for a walk. Okay, here we go. So I really enjoy taking our dog for a walk, and there's something about enjoying the experience of just walking with her. And sometimes we go this way, sometimes we go that way, and it's so lovely to explore different ways of walking, different approaches to this or that. Sometimes we walk uphills, sometimes downhills. Sometimes the surface is smooth, sometimes it's a little rough. But there's something about being in the experience that is so pleasing. And it's such a joy to, because each person has their own way. And there's no way for me to know for sure that the dog is really enjoying the experience. She always seems eager. And even when I mention the word, she lifts up her head, she looks at me, even jumps about sometimes. So I can't really know just how much she can really enjoy this. But I can have a sense that the enjoyment is there. Even though I can't be certain, I can appreciate. And it's such a pleasure for me also. There's something about that experience. Sometimes it's warm, almost too warm. Sometimes it might be cold, almost too cold. But no matter what the weather is like, there is definitely some pleasure and satisfaction for me. And as I mentioned, it really does seem to me as if our dog also is able to enjoy the experience and benefit from it. So, I've just rabbited on there for a while, and you might be interested to play this a couple of times and just see if you can pick up some of the perhaps overly obvious moves that I've made. And I don't know whether they're too obvious for us to use in therapy, but in any case, if you can get a sense of them, have a play with them, and then leave some comments. That would be great. Thanks.